We're currently in line to check in for the CN Tower climb. Davey, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better than I did last year, I think. I had a bit more sleep. Feeling good. It's a little colder. I'm hoping it warms up a little after this climb.
It's very cold. The hard part is going from the check-in to the tower. It's about like a two-minute walk outside when you're only in the t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
It'll definitely wake you up. Sam, you're doing it the first time?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
We'll see. I just hope I don't die, honestly.
This guy's like, oh, I'm just scared I'm going to die. I'm like, Sam, you're the most fit of all of our friend group.
It'll be fine. I'm drinking out my WrestleMania XL ice shaker that I picked up from the WrestleMania store.
Oh, I should have worn my Xbox shirt.
I've got my pre-workout mix. I'm good. I'm amped.
Yeah, this thing's waking me up already. I'm already feeling I'm ready to go. Way, John, and Jesse from the Six are here, and Jesse's in some rainbow tie-dye shorts. It's going to be a good day.
John and Way are wearing those, like, runner leg tights. I'm like, they're taking it way more seriously than last year.
Spoilers, predictions. Is Davey going to be the fastest in our group again?
I think Sam, probably.
I don't have a reference point, so.
So I'm
going to try to keep pace with Davey, and I might drop off. We'll see.
So we'll check back in and attach this to a second part. And if we never upload this and you never hear this, then it means we died.
Yeah.
So thank you for all the love and support.
Happy Panda Day, guys.
Yeah. Free the pandas. Save the animals. Goodbye.
What are you doing?
Hello.
Why were you trying to eat my phone?
No, I was making sure you clicked record.
Yeah. Hello, hello, hello.
Brayden and Davey outside the...
Sorry, just the image there. We sat on a bench. But outside the CN
Looks
Tower,
like we're smoking crack.
I'm holding my phone up to Brayden, and he tilts his head and opens his mouth and points.
Was it opening my mouth? Because like I was about to go. Are
it
you
looked like
recording?
You're going to eat an ice cream or something.
I was like, yeah, definitely not passing. But we're sitting outside the Sky Dome, the Rogers Centre, and the CN Tower in Toronto. We had just climbed it. We have raised over $3,000 for the World Wildlife Fund. So shout out anyone out there who donated to the cause. And if you didn't, it's okay. There's next year. You just got to put double the amount.
You can even donate now to say, well done, lads.
Yeah.
Postwrestling.com/WWF.
And then click Brayden to make sure. But we all made and raised a bunch of money, and we climbed the CN Tower for the second year in a row. Last year, Wei turned 40. He was like, let's do it. And we said, fuck it. Why not? We live literally 2 minutes from the CN Tower. This morning, we rolled out of bed, got a shower. You gave me your fruit punch protein.
Crystal meth.
I'm still buzzing, man. And then we climbed this thing, and you beat your time. John and Wade beat their time. I beat my time. Jesse and Sam joined us, and
they beat their time.
Exactly. We then got some breakfast afterwards to congratulate ourselves with some coffee and some brunch. And then now the three of us, Sam is with us. Sam, how was your first climb?
It was amazing. Like, honestly, it's something that I've never done before. But, you know, now I actually have something to go by. Like, I did about 25 and change. So, you know, hopefully next year, if I do it again, that's the goal to beat.
Did you beat the one-legged man?
I did not beat the one-legged man.
Sam said he was having a fantastic day until we were in line to take a photo afterwards. And the one-legged guy that we all saw in the climb got like just a few seconds before Sam's number. So Sam said like, oh, I was feeling fine. But to be honest, look, the one-legged man beat me by like 5 minutes. He was in incredible shape. Also, he's only got one leg. I had to lift both of mine up there. So he had the advantage.
Half the work.
Yeah, exactly.
I was very much being Steve Rogers, like yelling, on your left, until it came to that guy and was like, I'm going to let him just figure out that I want to go past. I don't want to trip this guy up on halfway up the CN Tower.
I wasn't sure if I was going to beat my time, but I felt a lot more, once I got going, like having warmed up a little bit, having your workout mix, taking my inhalers, I still needed my blue puffers, shout out the blue puffs. But I found that towards the last 30 steps, it was getting too congested in the like staircase. I had a hard time trying to pass people, which I felt last year, but I think I could even do a better time if it was just like, and go. Like I'd clear it because the people are like always in your way. I didn't see anybody puke, but early on in our climb, we saw someone like, nope, take me back. So the medic was like taking her back down the stairs, which is just the ultimate walk of shame.
I wonder if she still gets a shirt.
Nah, fuck it. Don't get
incomplete.
Yeah, no shirt.
NA, not applicable. Yeah. Yeah, it was, it's, you know, we're like, I'm in my mid 30s now. It's like, you know, age is a scary thing and your fitness and your health. So when you actually, last year was fine. Like none of us really knew what to expect. None of us really had a goal, like a time in our head. You also, you don't have a stopwatch or anything on you. So you really,
no phone.
You have no sense of time when you're going up. So last year, I think we were all like happy to have just completed it. Whereas I think there was this pressure this year is fuck, I don't want to see like a visual representation of my declining health as my body is getting older and breaking down. So I think, and then John Away are like 40 now. So
yeah, they both showed up in uniform, dad workout outfits. They got the Under Armour leggings and then the shorts underneath.
They weren't quite at, as we were heading towards CN Tower, they weren't quite at the dad zip off pants into the short stage
yet.
Hella
close.
But they get in there. But they beat their time. We all beat our time. So I think we're all really, really happy. As we said, we smashed the donations, which so thank you so much. And Sam, would you do it next year?
Oh, 100%. Like, I definitely know what I could do better. Like, I would definitely wear shorts because it got super hot in there. And then also, you know, I was, many people passed me as well. So I could definitely be more authoritative of like getting to where I need to go. But yeah. I definitely am coming next year, and I'm definitely beating that one-legged man.
That one-legged man is just passing by Sam like, pussy.
hopping past. but yeah, you say about pants. I saw a guy in jeans. Jeans or a hoodie. I was like, fella, like, come on, man.
And I saw a few, and they were like sweating. Like, I was in my Bret Hart shorts. A few people were like, yo, that's sick. You're the champ, WWF champ. And some people wearing jeans and hoodies. I was like, what are you doing?
I also think conditions are better today. Like, it's not like the nicest day, but last year I remember we did the climb. We said we were going to go live with Poison Rana, and then we're like, oh man, it's so nice. We've just done this climb. You and I went bar hopping and we were sat on patios. Whereas it's a lot colder today, which made for like way nicer conditions because the like stairwell was like breezy and up like, that's the viewing deck. It's like a greenhouse. So when the sun's shining, it gets really hot and you add sweaty bodies in there. Like it's way hotter. And today I didn't notice it as bad as I did last year.
Yeah. I didn't get as hot and sweaty as I did last year because like you said, the weather and some AC and stuff. And then we got up there and you just see the view of the whole city. The CN Tower view is very beautiful when you get to see it. So is the restaurant, shout out 360. But we then saw the panda bear was up there. So we go to take this photo and because we don't have our phones, we're not allowed to have your phones, right? Because we check them in our stuff. But this one lady was like there to, this one woman was there to like, I guess, support a friend who was in the climb. So you asked them like, hey, is there any chance you could take a photo and then like send it to us? She was like, yeah, cool. So we all get ready for this photo with the panda. And then one random guy thinks like it's just like a bunch of random people taking photos of the panda. So he joins in on the photo and we're like, okay. And then like we take the photo and then she can tell like he wasn't with us. And then she kind of goes, is he with you? And I'm like, no. And then she goes, okay, let's do one more. I'm like, yeah. Everybody one more. And then the guy had already walked away.
Guy's walking away. And then he's like, oh, I guess so. One more.
And he goes in to join in. And I'm like, no. Sorry, man. Like we just,
we don't know you.
Yeah, we don't know you. We just want our photo.
You don't go here.
So we have this photo of the good one that we
put. It will be the show image with this bloke.
Just the guy.
Just the guy. You crop it. It looks like it's Sam's best friend. Like, they're very good.
Like two random people
almost hover handing Sam.
So wait, what's the photo? The group with him, him, or Sam with him?
The group with him. But yeah, so we got this photo and then it was a fantastic experience and we raised money and saved the animals. We saved all your favorite. Sam, what animal did you save today specifically?
Probably koala.
Wow.
Oh, wow. How many?
125.
Jeez, 125 koalas saved.
I think we were talking earlier, how about today we save some turtles so that I don't feel so bad when I hate using fucking paper straws.
Right.
So like, I raised money and climbed the CN Tower so that I cannot be given a paper straw. That was my goal today, so.
All right, Yvette Nicole Brown. Real ones know that reference.
Yeah, your Twitter beef.
My Twitter beef
from community.
Yeah, I've had two Twitter beefs. Twitter beef with Steve Brookstein, the winner of the first season of X Factor in the UK, who didn't think the England team should kneel throughout the national anthem. And then Yvette Nicole Brown, who...
from Community.
Who says she hates paper straws. I was like, just drink from the cup. And then she's like, some people are old and disabled. I'm like, you're neither of those things. Like,
look, I prefer drinking a cocktail with no straw, but things like a milkshake, a Slurpee or whatever, you need the straw to do it. So I just really hate paper ones. But I do love animals more than I love straws, to be fair. So turtles over straws any day. I am still on that side. But fuck paper straws.
Yeah, I always find it funny how people are like, oh, but my teeth are sensitive. But they're not sensitive when they drink a cold beer. It's only when they're drinking like a mixed drink.
Some people use a straw to drink beer. It's weird. Yeah. Well, we climbed the CN Tower. We survived. We are WWF champions yet again. And now you said it's kind of a gray day. And for some reason, the three of us are going to get bottomless mimosas.
Bottomless mimosas.
I don't know how that came about, but three blokes are about to go in and get bottomless mimosas.
I am not making it through Dynasty today.
Yeah, we have a Dynasty pay-per-view tonight. A bunch of buddies are coming over. Jesse's going to join us again, and I don't know how, but we are going to watch it. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it. You might not have heard a word of this. It's rather windy, but we hope you did. We hope you enjoy it, and we love you.
We love you very, very much, and we love the animals out there. So take care of yourselves today. Happy Dynasty. Shout out Blake Carrington from Dynasty, and shout out all our listeners out there. We love and appreciate you. And shout out Sam.
Au revoir, guys.
What?
What was that?
Au revoir.
Sorry?
That's my French.
Au revoir? Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Oh, fogo de chão? What's fogo de chão?
Fogo de chão is the Brazilian, like, not French.
All I know
it's opening, like, on this street, just down there.
Fuck, we got to go. But in our Airbnb last week in Philly, you and Brandon were having a full-on conversation about fogo de chão. And then I was like, I don't know what that is, but it's funny to say.
Well, I kept making him say it because I didn't know what he was saying. Fogo de chão. And I'm like, what? Fogo de chão.
And then the Airbnb host comes in to like grab something, and then he's like, yo, were you guys talking about fogo de chão? And then I kept trying to make him say it again too.
I love fogo de chão. Fogo de what?
Excuse me, what was that? Say it again.
All right,
anyways,
fogo de chão, guys.
Au revoir.
Ahoy. All right, how do we turn this thing off?